Welcome to Level 7, a podcast about Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's a magical place.
Welcome to episode 75 of Welcome to Level 7, where we're going to do something a little bit different today and talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. number one by Marvel Comics. This is Daniel Butcher, Agent Daniel realizing a dream, which is a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tie-in comic. But I'm not alone on this day of celebration.
Of course you're not alone. I'm Ben Avery, and I'm also here with Daniel. And we're here to talk about this comic book. Finally.
Now,
it's not the tie-in comic book that I was hoping for. The tie-in comic book that I was hoping for would be one that actually took place in the MCU and actually took place, you know, within the confines of our show. The only time we've gotten that has been a comic book commercial for a car, which, you know,
it's not great.
But you got to recognize that. You know, you got bills to pay when you're a company. And so I'm not going to begrudge them that. But at the same time, I would much rather have a comic book that was not a car commercial, that was also about my team.
And that had a good story.
Yeah. So where do we start here, Daniel?
So let's just give the basics. This is S.H.I.E.L.D. number one. It is written by Mark Waid. Mm-hmm. With pencils by Carlos Pachenko and inks by Marino. I kill names. I apologize. Tebeo?
You know, until you actually meet the person, it's hard to actually say their name. But
good point. And Jason Paz. And basically, this comic is a comic almost about our bus team. And so what I'd like to start with, Ben, is I'd like to give kind of a really, really brief synopsis that isn't too spoiler filled, just because it's possible that this discussion could lead someone to go out and get it.
Well, that's actually what I think this discussion should be.
Okay.
Is something that's going to get people interested enough to either get it or be warned against getting it, I guess.
So really what this story opens with is with Phil Coulson. And we get some backstory for a few pages, really kind of a story arc that shows us how Phil Coulson becomes the person he is today.
In the Marvel Comics universe, not in our series.
Exactly. Where did Marvel 616 Phil Coulson come from? How did he train himself for the position that he has today? And that position that he has today in S.H.I.E.L.D. is Special Ops Supreme Commander.
Yeah. What is that?
Well, it's a title I've never heard before. But in effect, what it sounds like is that he serves as a liaison between S.H.I.E.L.D. and superheroes, and that what his expertise is matching super-powered individuals to problems, that he is able to see an issue, identify what it is, and then find the correct match to solve that problem.
Yes, he's the man who can piece the puzzle together. He's able to take he's able to go and say, okay, the Avengers team, they know how to work with each other as a team, but I know how to take all these heroes who don't normally go together, and I can put them together in a strategic way that's going to allow them to go beyond what they're able to do, right?
He even at one point, he makes the comment, he thinks outside the box, with the boxes being Avengers and Masters of Evil.
Mm-hmm.
He can think beyond that.
Yeah,
he's the ultimate superhero matchmaker.
Yes. And so I'm thinking the series itself is going to be Coulson and his bus team teaming up with strange pairings of heroes. In a lot of ways, it might be something similar to Marvel Team-Up or Marvel 2-in-1, where you have the difference being it's Marvel team up instead of Spider-Man or Thing being the focal point. It's going to be Coulson and S.H.I.E.L.D.
And his hero of the month.
Yeah, or heroes of the month. Because in this one, it's not just one hero.
Exactly.
Next one it might be. The next issue board might be.
Haven't we been promised overall that most of these stories are going to be one issues?
Yes. I think there's going to be a through line. I see in this issue here, there's a larger mystery that's going to be unraveling. I think that they're kind of taking that television series route, though, of each issue is a standalone story. But if you read all of them, you're going to get a much larger mystery or a much larger story arc.
So the Special Ops Supreme Commander's issue is, well, fire demons showing up in the middle of what I believe is New York City.
Yeah, well, not just fire demons.
Well, and that's the thing. You initially see these fire demons and you see Avengers fighting the fire demons. But you find out that really, basically every bad guy from Asgard, from the Nine Realms, is kind of showing up.
Right.
And Phil is able to identify what that is.
Yes.
Which is the Bifrost is broken.
Yes. And so then he starts to realize as another villain shows up in the feed in another place who's holding a weapon that he shouldn't have, that's when he's kind of piecing two and two and coming up with four, which is, you know, still inside the box thinking as far as addition goes. But as far as that conclusion, no one else thinks that this other guy in the Middle East matters at all. And Coulson's like, we got to go there now.
So who does he take with him? So it looks like the bus team.
It is the bus team. He has Fitz. He has Simmons.
Level 5 agents that are new to the field?
Mm-hmm. And is May there on the bus with them?
Yes. Yeah, Melinda she's driving. May is there.
She's driving.
And is clearly the most trusted. And then we have two jumpsuited, what appears to be agents, who we don't know. And they're not Ward, and they're not Sky.
And one of them, both of them actually have packages with them. And so what are the packages? And that's a mystery here. This is one of the mysteries. And Coulson actually calls it out. He says, you know, if I told you, it wouldn't be as fun kind of thing. No, respect the element of surprise. I will make the introductions at the appropriate moment. So
and this Coulson he's leading the group. He's making jokes. He's punny Coulson.
And he's wearing the jumpsuit.
It's a Coulson. Yeah, he's in the jumpsuit.
The blue jumpsuit.
Awesome. He's in the jumpsuit, which is awesome. Because by the way, in Secret Avengers, I don't think he's ever been in the jumpsuit.
He's always in a suit, right?
He's in a suit. I may have seen him in fatigues and like battle scars, but never the traditional S.H.I.E.L.D. jumpsuit, which is what he's in this.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And he goes and he faces that problem. And to be honest, at one point facing this problem, he pretty much calls every Marvel superhero to his issue, which again, I'm just kind of shows the authority that Phil Coulson has as this Special Ops Supreme Commander, that he speaks and people listen in the Marvel 616.
Yeah, and it's people who maybe would never help S.H.I.E.L.D., but that's okay. It's Coulson. If he's calling us, it must be important. But the two people they bring, I don't want to ruin the surprise. Should we ruin this? I don't want to ruin the surprise.
No, let's not ruin the surprise. But
I love the reveal, though, and these are two characters that I have been expecting to see, actually hoping to see, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the TV show.
And there are two characters that are very – that fit into the problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not just Mark Waid saying, I'm just going to randomly grab some superheroes so that they can get some FaceTime. He's actually got a story problem, and he is considered, and he's using heroes that fit his problem that he's laid out there.
There are so many characters in this book, though.
Well, and we can get to that, but I think really what they're trying to firmly establish is this is the Marvel comic book universe.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you've got Iron Man, you've got the Hulk, but then you also have Thing from Fantastic Four, and you have Luke Cage, and but you have
We have heroes that probably listeners that we've never talked about, like Blue Marvel and Hyperion.
Hyperion, yes.
You know, we've never talked about those guys as even being a possibility in the MCU.
I don't even know who Blue Marvel is. I mean, I can picture him, but I don't know anything about his story.
What's the Luke Cage Avengers book that had Spider-Man in it for a while? Mighty Avengers?
I didn't read it.
He's in that.
Carol Danvers is in here.
And next month. The current Miss Marvel is going to be the hero of the month.
Yeah. I mean, I'm flipping through here right now, and it's just – it's a cornucopia of superheroes.
MCU fans will love the fact that the Vision shows up.
Hercules shows up. I am a fan of Marvel of Hercules. And again, someone I'd love to see show up in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But yeah, this is – I'm thoroughly, thoroughly at least enjoying, you know, all the cameos and, you know, the problem and the solution. The good thing is you don't feel like it's unexplained. You don't feel like it's hard to understand. You're meant to not know what's going on at some points, but that's because you're waiting for the surprise.
Well, it's a good comic book story, and I think it's something that we are rarely seeing in comic books right at the moment, which is a one-and-done issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is great.
The problem is it's a $5 thing. I'm going to count the pages while you're talking here.
Well, it feels like it's heavier. It is $5. That's with a digital code. But here's the thing. So many comics right at the moment are written to get to the 5 or 6 issue mark so you can write to the trade. This story – and when you're writing to the trade, a casual reader isn't going to be able to just pick it up. You can't pick up that story because you might be in the middle of it and you may not have that endpoint. If each one of these stories truly is one and done, that means that agents who just see this laying somewhere – can pick it up,
mm-hmm.
and it's accessible.
Yeah.
So if it's issue 1 or if it's issue 18 that you come into, it's something that an MCU fan would be able to use as some fun reading on the side.
That's just it. This is written so that an MCU fan who doesn't read comics could pick this up and enjoy it because it throws all these hero characters at you, but you don't have to know all the nitty-gritty details about those hero characters. You just have to know these are superheroes who are really strong and they're doing punching right now, or who are really, you know, who are flying and that kind of thing. It's absolutely written for fans of the MCU who don't know the Marvel Universe and like Marvel 2-in-1 or Marvel Team Up, where, oh, I know who Spider-Man is, so I'll pick up the Spider-Man comic. And Marvel Team Up was meant to introduce you to characters and concepts in the Marvel Universe. And maybe get you to read Captain America because Captain America and Spider-Man fought a villain together. And, oh, Captain America's kind of cool. Or pick up X-Men because Nightcrawler and Spider-Man were having, you know, this superhero adventure. And, oh, I want to know more about this blue guy who can disappear and he's a mutant. And they talk about the X-Men. So you pick up the X-Men books. That's what this reminds me of. And especially looking at, okay, Ms. Marvel is going to be up in the next issue. Well, this is a great place to introduce that character to new audiences.
Meanwhile, and as someone who recently introduced Ms. Marvel to someone, you know, if you can get somebody to pick up a character like that, Marvel's going to make some money.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm enjoying the storyline. Now you'll notice Ward is not here. There is no Ward. And also Sky is not in here.
So, but they're both problematic. So Ward is problematic because if this is a comic directed at MCU fans, we can't be reading this today and have him on the team.
Right.
Now, Sky is also a problem, and she's a different problem. And her different problem is because and I mean, clearly, she's... Mark Waid worked on this before it was revealed that Sky was Daisy Johnson. So he had to have been informed you can't use Sky because Daisy Johnson is in a supporting character over in Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier.
Well, and it would be similar to saying, okay, you can't use Ward because in the show, in two episodes, we're going to reveal that Ward actually is, you know, Spider-Dog or something, you know, a superhero. And that's similar to what they've done with Sky, is she's an existing character in the Marvel Universe.
Well, and
with
not
that
only
name.
Not only is she an existing character, she's a disavowed agent who used to be the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. and is Maria Hill's, you know, nemesis. So you really can't have Coulson recruiting her.
So it makes me curious where they're going to go with that, if they're going to try or not. The other thing that's going on is Agent Hill is in here, right?
And I will say this Agent Hill is stylized a little differently.
She looks like – she looks closer to the way she looks in the MCU.
Like exactly.
That's something they're doing with a lot of characters, though. You know, whenever – as soon as the X-Men movie came out, they stopped wearing latex and started wearing leather. Not late. Yeah. You know what I mean. It's late. I'm tired.
So here is and at some point, Ben, you might just need to tell me to stop caring.
Okay.
So here's where my biggest concern is for the Marvel 616 universe is I feel like we have created two contradictory Coulsons. And on Thursday, I mentioned this in my review of Secret Avengers number 11, because one of the things that I've been asking myself is knowing that this book is coming is, are they going to get Coulson out of Secret Avengers? Because that Coulson is what I'm going to call Cheese Coulson. So Cheese Coulson right at the moment.
Cheese not because he's cheesy, but because that's his nickname.
Nickname.
Yeah.
So Cheese has a backstory of being a special forces operative with a long history with Nick Fury Jr., who was brought in when Nick Fury Jr. was, which is honestly recently, brought into S.H.I.E.L.D. at the same time, and was very – he's someone who is very unfamiliar with the comic – with superheroes, who is quote unquote comfortable with superheroes even though he's worked with them at times. He's not a career S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Even though it's been hinted at it, like Deadpool, that he's a career S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. He's someone who honestly is very, very recent. And also not somebody who would get, you know, who years ago was hanging out with Dum Dum Dugan, for example. Where this Coulson is a Coulson who very much feels and looks and appears to have a history of a lifelong S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who, since childhood, has been gathering up information about superheroes. So I'm almost to the point where I'm calling this Superhero Coulson because of the fact that he has an obsession with superheroes. As an MCU fan, by the way, I almost like this second Coulson because it's closer to the Coulson who would carry around Captain America trading cards. Where Cheese, I don't think, would ever really – you know, he shows respect to superheroes. I know that he showed a lot of respect to Iron Patriot at one point, but that was because they were both military men.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say you're caring a little bit too much.
Well, but my problem is I'm reading these both at the same time.
Yeah.
And they're two different Coulsons.
Yeah. But it's not unusual for a character to undergo – changes as it's being developed in the early stages. And this is they're trying to course correct that early Coulson, who Battle Scars was around the time of what? Iron Man 2?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And so Coulson had appeared for, you know, 10 minutes in one movie, nothing in The Incredible Hulk. And, you know, another – was he in Iron Man 2? It seems to me he was in – part of it.
Yeah, he left to go to New Mexico.
That's right. So we didn't have much to do with Coulson. And so when they created him as a comic book character, and they didn't see where Coulson was going. They couldn't have known that he was a superhero fanboy like we was revealed in The Avengers when they were creating this comic book character. And you have a similar situation with Fitz and Simmons, where they're being thrown into the MCU. They're being built as MCU characters, which is cool. But at the same time, you know, anything the TV show throws at us is going to we do have at least two versions of these characters because of the MCU and the 616. If you take this one comic book that you're holding in your hands right now, though, Daniel, take it as a single unit, there's nothing wrong with the characterization of Coulson. It's when you're taking it as that larger canon, that's where you start getting into the problems.
Well, and the problem was is because with the holidays, I haven't been getting my comics weekly. So I had to go get my pull box. So I had Secret Avengers 11 and S.H.I.E.L.D. 1 in my pull box. And I read S.H.I.E.L.D. 1 first, and I said to myself, okay, I need to read Secret Avengers 11 to see if Coulson's even in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right at the moment. Secret Avengers is where we're getting these cool Coulson-Hawkeye images of them in standoff. They did it again in 11 with these cool images, as you see in my review from Thursday. But again, it was like, well, you kind of need to write Coulson out of Secret Avengers in many ways.
Yeah. I mean, he's got his own book now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it's called S.H.I.E.L.D. It's not called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just called S.H.I.E.L.D. But let's face it, it could just as easily be called Agent Coulson.
Absolutely. Well, and maybe long term, to be honest, I've been hearing rumors that perhaps Secret Avengers is on the chopping block. And I do think Secret Avengers as a story has improved vastly, and that the creative team is really doing a great job right at the moment. There's some wonderful MODOK and Love stuff that I'm just digging so much. But, you know, Coulson could be taken out of there because that Coulson at times has not been our Coulson. We're this Coulson in S.H.I.E.L.D. This is the Coulson we know and love. He's superhero fanboy. He's punny. He's a great leader. He, you know, drops the line at just the right moment, and he has the great plans.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So overall, Daniel, let's wrap this up. Do you recommend the comic book series S.H.I.E.L.D., and do you recommend this particular issue? So, like, would you say this is a series you could see yourself continuing with? I think the answer there is probably obvious. But do you recommend the comic book to other people?
I'm done. I'm done with it. No. Yes. Yes.
You almost had me going there. It's late. I'm tired. You almost had me going.
No, I mean, I really enjoyed it because – and I've not read a lot of Mark Waid stuff. I know a lot of folks have loved what he's done with Daredevil, and I'm about to begin to read some of that, but it was really good, and it wasn't as cheesy as you might – I was expecting, to be honest. It's a tie-in comic book. I'm expecting a certain level of cheese, and that cheese level just wasn't there.
Yeah, and – I am also going to continue reading this series. I think we're officially committing to reviewing the issues of S.H.I.E.L.D. as they come out monthly, right? For the podcast.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I'm committed to I think that I'm going to be reading the series even if I wasn't doing a podcast about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was just good enough and not tied into the Marvel the arcane Marvel knowledge that you sometimes need to have to enjoy comic book series. And the other thing is, I would recommend this single issue right now. We'll go issue by issue eventually. But I recommend this single issue to any of you out there. If you have a friend or family member who likes Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the comic or the TV show, I would recommend this as a nice little gift. If it was before Christmas, honestly, I'd say stocking stuffer, you know. But I think you guys will enjoy it. If nothing else, to see Fitz and Simmons be Fitz and Simmons in the Marvel 616. Unfortunately, they aren't spotlighted very much here. This is very much Coulson's story. It's setting up the Coulson character, giving his background, as we said. But there's some interesting twists and there's some clever plot devices and clever things that Coulson does as a clever man. But it does end on a note of there is something else going on that's big beyond this big battle that we have here. So,
and something that could take us a season to work through.
Yeah, or a graphic novel.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, you mentioned Fitzsimmons not really – doing a whole lot in here, but it appears an issue too. Simmons is going to be very much in the forefront.
Oh, how do you know that? Or how do you?
Because it makes it look like she's going to go to a New Jersey high school. You know, where Miss Marvel.
Well, the next mission is.
I read it in the preview.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think that's that.
So, Ben, do you have anything else you need to say?
I do, Daniel. As we're saying goodbye here, and thanks for listening and all that fun stuff. I just wanted to say, Daniel, your monkey is on my head. Change this now, or I'll show you the kind of hurt my clearance level gives me access to.
Thank you for listening to Welcome to Level 7. We'd love for you to join the...
It's a short episode, so I'm fading that out right there. This podcast is part of the Noodle Mix Network, noodle.mx, where you'll find lots of podcasts that'll help you to laugh, succeed, and grow. And I still need to get the sounder on my board. And Dan, you may not have read that line, the Change This Now thing. That's from the Scotty Young variant cover.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I guess it's post-credit here. Let's answer the question. How many variants does Daniel have?
The question is not how many does he have, but also how many is he planning to get? I did buy a variant cover, but it was cover price, $4.99. 30 pages, by the way. There are 30 pages here of story plus two extra pages of the Fitz with his monkey, his holographic monkey that that Joe Quesada drew for the cast, and then a credits page up front, a title page that's also not counted. So 30 pages of story for $5 is what you're getting. But how many variants did you get?
And a digital code.
And a digital code, so you can read it for comment.
So right at the moment, I have the Tedesco, no, the Mike Diodato variant cover. And my LCS, he had all the variant covers that he had waiting for me. So that was two.
Okay.
Which was the Diodato that I got. And then he also had the photo one, which was May and Coulson.
Oh, okay.
And for the fact that he would – and I don't have a huge problem with the fact that he raises the price on the variants because it is a local business and I understand what he's doing there. But I just couldn't. I couldn't spend $10 to get a photo cover, so I said no, I can't do that one. But I did like the. I like Mike Diodato art from Original Sin, and I thought the cover was pretty cool, so I grabbed that. But again, what's coming?
Well, Daniel, this is just to prove how much I appreciate you and I appreciate our friendship. I am willing to put money in a cash register as a Deadpool comic is handed back to me. So I'm getting you a Deadpool variant cover from local comic shop because they had all of them, which is why I picked this one with the monkey on. I thought it was funny. So,
and then the one that I'm debating is the Hastings one.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's a riff on a classic Nick Fury Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's the one where it kind of looks like game pieces with agents on different platforms.
Oh, that's cool sounding. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
What's Hastings, though? Is that a comic shop or?
It's a retailer.
Oh, okay.
I used to, when I lived in Kansas, I shopped at Hastings all the time. They did a lot of music and videos, but now they've got a lot of comic variants. So I'm tempted either on eBay or directly from Hastings.com to get that variant because I think it's really cool as a piece of art. Because what I've kind of said to myself with the variants is, and it goes back to those posters from last season, mm-hmm. is I'm buying the variant not as a collection piece for the comic. I'm buying it as an art piece.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that, man.
Well, that's what I have to do to sleep at night.
Some of them actually are good. I mean, I could see framing some of these.
Well, that's the thing, though. Those posters from last year, those were, what, $100 for 100 of them?
Yeah, they were pretty pricey.
Yeah, but I bought the comics for like $7 a piece. Yeah. And then, I mean, they're frameable size.
All right. Well, it's time for bed now. So thanks for talking comics, man. And we'll be doing more talking about comics later. And this is post-credit, so do we need to say goodbye again?
No.
Okay.
Be safe, kids. Make good choices.
And I'm not saying goodbye. This isn't goodbye.
Let's never say goodbye.
It's just see you later.